Morton Feldman's Piano, performed here at St Giles Cripplegate by Nicholas Hodges. The composer Christian Wolff was one of Cage's pupils. He was born in France in 1934, but moved to the United States with his parents when he was 7 years old. In the 1950s, in his late teens, he became part of Cage's so-called New York School, with Feldman, Earl Brown, and David Tudor. But he soon developed his own independent mind. In performance, he wanted to give the artist as much freedom as possible, letting him mold the music as he felt inclined. In composition, Wolff saw the importance of silences. He was interested in sounds rather than progressions. In the absence of climaxes and goals, he liked the stasis of suspended sounds. You can see why he got on with John Cage. By the 1970s, though, Christian Wolff had turned political, feeling the need to change society in the direction of social democracy. And the piece we're to hear now, Bread and Roses, falls into that political category. The material comes from a 1912 protest song written during the great mill strike of that year in Lawrence, Massachusetts. Wolff responded to the sounds of the voices and aspirations of the women who took part in the strike and who generated the publicity that finally won it. But this is protest song filtered through the disciplines of serialism and the spirit of John Cage. So here now to play Christian Wolff's Bread and Roses is the pianist Nicholas Hodges.